Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there anything special about New Horizons' next target? New Horizons was launched in 2006 and completed its primary mission, a flyby of Pluto, in July 2015. Shortly thereafter, it was decided to set it on a course to a smaller Kuiper Belt object, 2014 MU69, which, you may not be surprised to hear, was discovered in 2014 using the Hubble Space Telescope. So that's something special. It will be the first flyby of an object that was discovered after the spacecraft doing the flyby was launched. MU69 is a Cubewano. Cubewanos are a group of objects, also known as classical Kuiper Belt objects, all named after the first one ever discovered, Cube1O. Being a Cubewano, MU69's orbit is unaffected by Neptune, unlike other Kuiper Belt objects that either cross Neptune's orbit, Pluto for example, or are close enough to Neptune's orbit to be perturbed by it, Haumea for example. Makemake is also a Cubewano, while Eris, although also unaffected by Neptune's orbit, is far enough out to no longer be considered part of the Kuiper Belt. It's a scattered disk object. Anyhow, apart from being one of several Cubewanos, it's hard to say if there is anything all that special about MU69, since it is too far out to visualise any details from Earth. Being part of the Kuiper Belt, its orbital period is similar to Pluto's, 294 years versus Pluto's 248 years, with a semi-major axis of 44 astronomical units versus Pluto's 39. If you don't know already, semi-major axis is a fancy way to describe the radius of an elliptical orbit. MU69 is small as spacecraft targets go. Indeed, this is the distinguishing feature that's got the scientific community interested. It's of intermediate size, around 30 kilometres by 45 kilometres, which is much bigger than 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko, which is about 2 by 4 kilometres. But MU69 is much smaller than Pluto, which is over 2,000 kilometres in diameter. Being as small as it is, no one is thinking that MU69 would have enough mass to achieve hydrostatic equilibrium. That is, no one is expecting that MU69 will be round. We should probably expect a cratered surface, since that is the normal appearance of a solar system object that doesn't experience regular resurfacing. Think Ceres, Vesta, the Moon, and Mercury as examples. We discovered last year that Pluto undergoes regular resurfacing events due to tectonic movement. That is, sections of its surface are regularly subducted and replaced by upflowing fluid, which then solidifies into new surface. While the physics of all that is yet to be fully understood, it's probably because Pluto has an internal heat source and is composed of ices, which melt a lot easier than rock. You can probably appreciate by now that we are filling out this podcast with details about other solar system objects because we have no real idea what MU69 will be like. But we have given you this list of possibilities. 1. It's a Cubewano, so presumably has never strayed far from its remote location of 44 astronomical units from the Sun, which means it's always been cold. 2. It's not massive enough to achieve hydrostatic equilibrium, so it will probably have a randomly formed potato shape. 3. It won't have had any resurfacing because it's too small and it's too cold, so it will probably be grey, since most things out there that aren't regularly resurfaced do tend to be grey. And 4. It will probably be cratered because it isn't regularly resurfaced, and there's always random debris out there to collide with. Even if there's only a minor collision every 10,000 years or so, a cold body in a vacuum that never gets resurfaced will retain a lasting record of every thump and bump it's ever experienced over its lifetime. Anyhow, on the 1st of January 2019, we'll find out if any of that is right.